Pan Lord, je vor tvo, je vor quin serpo. Amen. Yesterday, the Armenian Church celebrated the feast of Saint Sarkis, our patron saint. And the question usually arises, especially when I go to other churches, they ask, who is Sarkis? Why is Sarkis so important to the Armenians? And just as a recap, so we all know his story, he was born and lived in the 4th century, the 300s, and he was Greek. He was not Armenian. He was Greek, and he served under Saint and Emperor Constantine in the military. He was a general in the military, and he served with him until Julian the Apostate. Julian the Apostate, which means Julian the one who rejects. He rejected Christianity when he became emperor, and he reestablished paganism in the Roman Empire. He began a series of persecutions against the church and Christians in the year 360. And Saint Sarkis could not stand this. He did not want the church that had once been so prevalent in Roman society now to be thrown to the waste, to the sidelines, and now we worship paganism once again. So he fled with his son Madiros to Armenia. And King Didon took him in as a Christian king and welcomed him. He served under King Didon for many years until he realized and learned that Julian the Apostate was going to wage war against the Persians. And so he went to Persia to fight with the Persian army. While in the Persian army, he converted 14 soldiers to Christianity. He fought against Julian the Apostate. And Julian the Apostate ultimately died in battle. And as I said in Armenian, the word that is used when he dies is Sakhil. Sakhil. And you really only use that word when it comes to a dog or an animal. Right? You don't use that for humans. But in the lives of the saints, it writes that Julian died like a dog in battle. He was not human. He then comes back to Persia, victorious, and the Persian king asks him to offer sacrifices before their god, Zoroastrian. And he refuses. He says, I cannot do that. Neither he, nor his son, nor the 14 soldiers offer any sacrifices, and so they are all martyred together. This is why in the icon of St. Sarkis, you have 14 soldiers, along with his son, Matiros, on the horse, and Sarkis before him. The question, of course, arises again, why is St. Sarkis so important? In virtually every diocese, in almost every country in the world where there is an Armenian church, there is one named after St. Sarkis. In our diocese alone, the Eastern Diocese of the United States, there are 4 St. Sarkis churches. In Yerevan, the capital of Armenia, the main cathedral is St. Sarkis. Why is he so important to Armenians? And in almost everyone's family, you have a Sarkis or a Sako or a Sergei or a Serge or someone named Sarkis. Well, he was an Armenian. He's not very well known outside of the Armenian church. And he's not unique. He didn't perform any miracles. There are no miracles we have of him doing anything, any records of that. So why is he so important? Why have Armenians taken him in and made him our own? The answer is really found in the title of his feast. The title of the feast says, the feast of Saint Sarkis the General, his son Madiros, and the 14 soldiers. It's not just him. We often associate Saint Sarkis with just him, the feast just with him. But in fact, first, it's he and his son together that did everything together. It wasn't, okay, son, you do what you want, you believe what you want, you get baptized when you feel ready. He said, you are a Christian and you will do what I say, because I am your father. And the son listened. As a family, they traveled together. They worked together, they fought together, they preached together, they testified together, and they were martyred together. They did everything together. It was not individuals. This is not an individual story. This is a family story. And the Christian faith was passed from one generation to the next. This is the most important part of that story, is that the father did not say, "You do you, and I'll do me," which we hear so often today. He said, "You are a Christian, you will do what I say." Second, there are 14 converts, 14 soldiers that go with St. Sarkis. These are people who saw St. Sarkis and Martiros. They saw them live the life of Christ. They saw them preach the faith. They saw them evangelize the gospel. They did not keep it to themselves. And they were so moved. It wasn't one, it wasn't two, it wasn't three. It was 14 of them that saw this and were converted and baptized. And until today, we remember the 14 of them who also died for Christ. Today we live in a world, unfortunately, that where we are afraid to show our faith. We're afraid to make the sign of the cross in a restaurant. We're afraid to say, "God bless you," "God bless you," when somebody sneezes. We're afraid to say all these things. But we need to live in a world where we are not afraid. Yes, they were martyred. Yes, they died. Yes, they were tortured. And we too are called to that life. But we don't know when it will be, but we do know that we will inherit eternal life for that. Just as St. Sarkis, St. Martiros, and the 14 soldiers inherited eternal life. These are the reasons why St. Sarkis is so important and so famous for the Armenian Church and the Armenian people. These two characteristics are what we must possess. First, again, that we work together. Yes, we can all work for all of the things that are going on in Armenia and in Artsakh and in Lebanon. These are all good causes. Recognition of the Armenian genocide, letting people know what's happening in Armenia, all good causes. But the common cause that we should all have is to teach, preach, and pass on our faith from this generation to the next. If we do not do that, all of this is for nothing. There is no point in having a church, having a priest, having a Bible, having anything if we don't pass our faith on from this generation to the next generation. St. Sarkis realized this, and he did this with his son. And we too must do this with our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, and all those in the community. This is why the parish council and I decided that we should start our stewardship program yesterday on the Feast of St. Sarkis. Because when we want this church and our faith to grow and to exist, we can't just sit back in our houses and say someone else is going to do it. We have to put our money where our mouths are. We have to show it. And as I said yesterday, and I'm saying it again today, and you'll hear it again this whole month, I promise you, I don't care how much we donate. I do not care if it's $10 a month or $10,000 a month. I do not care. And neither does God. What he cares about is that we all participate, that each of us make a donation of whatever we can. We are looking for 100% participation in the parish. 100% participation. Everyone donating something. Again, it could be $10, it could be $10,000, it does not matter. St. Sarkis laid his life down for us and for Christ. The least we can do is give up a couple of coffees at Starbucks a month and give that to Christ. That's my preaching for that right now. I don't mean to continue with it. But we need to pass on from this generation to the next. And the other thing is, he showed his faith every day. We cannot no longer be Christians on Sundays for 2 hours in these four walls under this roof. Christianity must be lived every day, everywhere we go. St. Sarkis and St. Madiros, we don't know what they did and how they did it, but they were able to convert 14 pagan Persian soldiers to Christianity. How they did it, we don't know. But through Christ, it can be done. If we are not changing ourselves and changing those around us, then we are not Christians. We're doing something wrong. Something's not working, and we need to fix it. We need to be able to have Christ exude off of us. People should see us and say, that is a Christian. This is why Christ says, you are the salt of the earth. When we eat of food and there's salt in it, we notice it immediately. It gives flavor. Likewise, when we are in this world, people should say, that's a Christian. No one should doubt or question, well, we don't know what church they belong to, what religion they are, what they believe. They should know it, they should see it, and they should be changed by it. So again, the question I ask all of us today, are we living the life that the patron saint that we all carry in this church, St. Sarkis, lived? Are we living a life personally and as a community, as St. Sarkis did? Are we working together and as a family, or individually and by ourselves? And are we showing our faith, not just here on Sunday when Der Hyde is in front of me, but all the time when he's not there and when God is watching us? Are we doing that or are we not? And I hope and I pray that very soon, if we are not, we will change that way. We will become better Christians. We will become truly those who are worthy of carrying the name of St. Sarkis, and people can say and see us and say, that person belongs to St. Sarkis Armenian.